Chapter 13. Large corporate bodies do not always move with the same rapidity as do personal enterprises where one man controls. Many minds and many interests often have to be consulted. When, however, the way is clear, a corporate body, with its vast power, can accomplish in a short time what individuals could never compass in several successive lifetimes. These remarks are exemplified in the action of the Santa Fe Railway Company at the Grand Canyon. It has taken several years for things to properly shape themselves for adequate development, so that all classes of travelers visiting the Grand Canyon could be suitably provided for. In hotel accommodations, Eltover, and the equally well-conducted, but cheaper Bright Angel Camp, leave nothing to be desired. In transportation facilities, both on the railway and for drives, riding or the descent of the trails, provision is made to meet the most exacting demands. Hermit Rim Road and Trail. These imperative necessities met, attention has been given to a further opening up of the scenic portions of the canyon. In furtherance of this policy, the Santa Fe Railway has built a new roadway from Eltover and Hopi Point along the south rim of the canyon to the head of Hermit Trail, 9 miles west of Eltover. It is called Hermit Rim Road. This roadway is 30 feet in width, with a central driveway, 14 feet wide, of crushed stone rolled hard, and sprinkled with crude oil. It is so wide, so well macadamized, so level and so dustless, that it may well be likened to a city boulevard in the wilderness. The road ends at the head of Hermit Trail, a new pathway now being built down the south wall of the canyon. Though this trail is being completed, it will not be opened for regular trail service until the summer of 1912. It leads down into the very heart of the canyon, and reveals innumerable scenic wonders and surprises. Hermit Rim Road to Hermit Basin. Hermit Rim Road closely follows the rim from Hopi Point to the head of Hermit Basin, and the top of Hermit Trail, not too near the brink, but in and out among the trees, affording wonderful vistas of the canyon, and the cliffs of the opposite wall. Hermit Rim Road is perhaps the most unique highway in the world, for there is no other roadway on the brink of such a tremendous gorge. Startling views reveal depths of the canyon on one side, and on the other are quiet scenes down long forest lanes. In places there is a sheer drop of 2,000 feet within a rod of the traveled track, and another drop almost as far below that, but there is no danger, so perfectly have the engineers of the road done their work. Leaving Eltover, the road quickly ascends Eltover Hill, giving a view of the San Francisco peaks and neighboring mountains standing high above the Tusayan forest, and purple-colored with the haze of 75 miles of distance. Then, down into Coconino Wash, up Tusayan Hill, past Maricopa Point, and Hopi Point, long noted for its unrivaled sunset view, is reached. About a mile beyond Hopi Point is Mohave Point, standing in sheer and awful precipices above Monument Creek, and leaving that, a huge curve on top of Hopi Wall is traversed, and opposite this place the granite gorge is deepest. Rounding Mohave Point on the next leg of the journey 3 4/5 miles to Pima Point, is the greatest curve on the road, and along this section there is much to claim the attention. First one and then another of the great interior rock temple seems to command the eye, the side canyons reaching far back into the Kaibab Plateau on the north, and that everywhere enter the main gorge, show depths of startling distance. The predominant colors vermilion, blue, green, buff, and gray are incomparable, and the wild river, roaring and tumbling, may be seen from different points, though from the roadway it seems but a mere ribbon of brown. At Pima Point the road curves to the southwest, and continues for more than a mile on the rim of Hermit Basin, until the head of Hermit Trail is reached. Wide outlooks across the Cataract Canyon country, and unusual views of the river, are afforded on the final mile. The road ends where Hermit Trail, a new trail, like the road, wide and safe, begins. Hermit Trail. The new trail is being built on the most approved engineering lines. It is 4 feet wide all the way, with a low protecting wall of rock on the outside, and is most carefully laid out. Cuts in the solid rock, likewise heavy stone walls built up as a support, are used wherever necessary for greater safety. It descends by easy grades and long zigzags for nearly 500 feet to the top of the red limestone, where from white shelves views may be obtained safely of the narrow cleft far down in which Hermit Creek flows. Further descent is made by easy steps to a level stratum, which is traversed by the trail on its way to the river, and the canyon on either hand seems rapidly to open out, revealing wonders of scenic beauty. The northern extremity of the red sandstone under Pima Point is thus reached, and on both sides of the river such a stupendous panorama is at once opened up, that even superlatives cannot describe it. Under Yuma Point, on the left, an ornately sculptured butte, already seized by Morin, Lee and other discerning artists as a piece de resistance, compels the eye. On this point one may linger for hours, if time permits, and as the changing lights bring into prominence different mural features, or the moving clouds cast their revealing shadows on first one, then another, of the temples and towers, the reverent beholder feels that he is on holy ground. It is indeed superlative in color, in shadow, in form, in majesty, in variety and in general effect. On the plateau, the trail from this point descends to the plateau, and continues to the river. A rest house is to be established, providing ample accommodations both for eating and sleeping. This will be the first provision near the river for all travelers, those who wish hotel luxuries and comforts as well as those who desire the experience of camp equipment. All the way down, the strong scenic features of the canyon remain in evidence, and the depths traversed by the trail, but enhance their glory and beauty, as their outlines are projected against the perfect turquoise of the Arizona sky. Before returning to the rim one may wish to take advantage of the opportunity, to spend some hours exploring for himself the foot of the great walls nearby, or studying the geological formations. Mountain sheep. Perchance, also, one may see a band of mountain sheep, for now that they are so strictly preserved, a heavy penalty being exacted both by the state and federal governments for killing one, they are increasing in numbers. One of their usual haunts for years has been in the canyons and ravines north of Shiva Temple. It is not unreasonable to anticipate that they will often roam into view of visitors so nearby on the other side of the river. Hermit Trail Loop. On the return journey, provision is to be made for a choice of several routes, viz. Up the Boucher Trail, which is on the other side of Hermit Basin, along the Tonto Trail just above the river, westward to bases, and up the Base Trail, or eastward to the Indian Garden, and up the Bright Angel Trail which route is known as the Hermit Trail Loop. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.